Sub-Saharan Africa has always been the center of the AIDS epidemic. In Botswana, despite aggressive prevention campaigns, one out of every four adults is infected with HIV. Professor Mariana Baum based her latest research there.
Botswana has been one of the hardest hit countries with the HIV virus.
Baum recruited almost 900 newly infected adults who had not yet received the anti-AIDS drugs that target the virus. They were divided into groups that randomly received different combinations of vitamins B, C, and E, the mineral selenium, or a placebo. Most patients with HIV become deficient in these vitamins, which help boost immunity. Baum said she initially thought multivitamins alone or selenium alone would be effective in strengthening the immune system. She was wrong.
We were surprised to find that only the combination was effective.
Research shows that when people with HIV receive antiretroviral drugs shortly after infection, they can remain healthy and are less likely to pass the virus to their sex partners. For many countries, however, the cost of these anti-AIDS drugs is still prohibitive. Baum says the vitamin and mineral combination therapy should help low-income countries better control the virus.
A simple multivitamin supplementation with selenium provided early in HIV disease can actually slow the HIV disease progression, and it is safe. It is low cost, and it should be provided very early in HIV infection.
Baum says the supplements are not meant to replace antiretroviral therapy, but can help those who cannot obtain the drugs. Dr. Anthony Fauci, a world-renowned expert on AIDS, disagrees.
I haven't read the paper, but having taken care of HIV-infected individuals for three decades, I would doubt that vitamins are going to have a major effect on suppressing the virus.
Fauci says vitamin and mineral supplements may make a patient generally healthier, but the only thing that works to suppress HIV is antiretroviral therapy. Baum's study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Carol Pearson, VOA News.